It's January 26, 2004, and we're in Whitman. I almost said Whitman, Georgia. This cold, it doesn't like this cold weather. It's a cold night. No, we're at, tell me the name of this studio we're in.
This is Whitman Academy of Performing Arts.
Okay. And I'm here with apprentice Rocky Mendez III, who's studying.
Tell me your name. Edward Mendez III, but I'm also known as Rocky Mendez.
Okay, so that's your nickname.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're working with who?
Dr. Jimmy Slide.
Okay, and tell us what art form you've been working with him on.
Tap dance.
How long you've been working with Jimmy?
Wow, let me think.
He started.
Well, before here, you know, he was just nudging me, I guess. It was called. I met him in the studio. Well, the studio was downstairs before, when I first met him, and then I just started stopping by his house, and then we started hanging out. Wasn't really on dance, but we just started hanging out. He'd say stuff about dance. We'd talk, this, that, and then it got into dance, and that was it.
What age were you when you first saw him dance?
18.
Okay, and
Actually, I was, no, 17. I was 17 when I first saw him dance.
And now, what age are you?
I'm 23.
Tell me a little bit about working with him. What is it like?
It's fun. Even though, you know, it's hard, but yeah, it's fun. That's all it is.
And what's a typical, well, tell me again, you sound like you work together a lot. What's the schedule?
We try to do something every day, if not every other day. You know, really, we work upon each other's schedule. We don't try to inconvenience each other. Sometimes it's real late, sometimes it's early. You know, who knows? Yeah. Matters. We talk every day.
Okay. Well, it's actually, we're here at 9 tonight, so typically you might go from 9 to what?
Well, we might go from 9 to 11. Or if it's real good, who knows? Maybe 12. Who knows?
And typically, what would you do together with him? What would be a typical evening?
Dance.
I know.
Talking. Uh-huh. Making sure I get it. Yelling at me.
Is he tough?
Yeah, but I like it. You know, it's fun. That makes it fun. Okay. But we start off, you know, with just basics.
Which would just be, if you're a non-dancer, I wouldn't tell me what that is.
Shuffles, slaps, and then we move. Eventually, then we get into riffs, then we go back to brushes, shuffles, slaps, and just go upon, right on around that, all that.
Can you just define what each of those mean? I mean, I can sort of get a sense of what it is, but
what is a brush? When you move, it's one sound, and your leg is moving back. So it's like just brushing your foot backwards, like walking backwards, basically. And when you pick it up, it's bop. And then a step, of course. So that's two sounds. Bop, 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 bop. That's like brush step.
Okay. And what's a slap?
A slap is lifting up your leg, like you're almost about to jog, and then just throw it. And just throw it down, and two sounds, slap, slap.
And a riff?
And a riff is just throwing it in four sounds. The whole foot hits. Different times. Da, da, da.
Okay. Can you demonstrate each one of those things for us, so I can get the sound of it?
I can try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, a brush would be like that's just what you work with the brush. Shuffle, slap, riff.
I heard the four. So, yeah.
Da, da, da. That's the whole difference between them, and we just work on that.
Okay.
And then put it together in different ways with different things, and wow.
What's special? I mean, it seems like it's a real honor to work with him. Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that
a little bit. I don't know. There's nothing to say about it. It's a feeling. I don't know what the feeling is, really. There's no words for it at all.
Well, I mean, not everybody gets to study with Jimmy Slide, so.
No.
Oh. Okay.
It's more of a friendship also, so it's like, it's different for me rather than somebody who's just a dancer, like, oh, wow, let's just go hang out with Jimmy Slide. I'm just like, I don't know.
It's like you have a relationship with him then. Yeah. A mentor sort of friendship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is anything you want
to ask? No. Okay. Well, maybe we can get him in here and I can ask him a few questions. Do you think you could go get him? Maybe he'll listen to Catherine.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm just making sure I'm watching. A lot of silence.
I know. It's hard to get him to talk.
What is this, the inner sanctum? I thought this was the studio.
It is.
I haven't heard your foot.
Well, I did have him.
Has he been speaking to you?
Yes. Right. A little bit. He's doing okay, and he demonstrated the four basic steps.
Sitting down?
No, I got him up out of the chair.
That's wonderful. That's a start, huh? On his feet.
But can I ask you a few questions?
Sure. Okay. You don't mind me standing. I'm
not
a dancer.
At all.
Dancers,
you're a
dancer. Usually,
that makes sense.
You know, we like to keep our feet under us.
I'm
Jimmy Slide, by the way.
Okay. And
nice speaking with you.
Very nice.
Glad
speaking
you came
with
by
you. The studio.
Sit in on us and see where.
And you live
isn't
around.
It nice?
You live around here too.
I live in Hanson. Yeah. So I'm a neighbor. So that makes it much better for me. I can. Yeah. Get over here quickly, you know.
And you're
like
spending running. A lot of time with him, yeah.
We've been getting together quite often, you know. Sometimes even unannounced.
That's good.
So that's a good way, yeah. But I'm enjoying. He's proven to be very. How can I say it? He's willing. And that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I don't. You know, I'm not a teacher. By the way, I'm just what you call a nudger. You know.
He told us that.
Well, that's anybody that knows me, that's what it is, you know, because teaching is one thing, but people have to want to learn. That's the other. So that makes us believable.
That makes sense. That makes total sense. What's it like working with a young person that does want to, that is willing to learn and work hard?
Refreshing. Exhilarating. All those things, you know, when it's like -5 out, like it is tonight and has been for a while, you have to really want to come out and be around somebody. I wouldn't want to be doing something I didn't want to. And he keeps me on my toes, and he's responding. He's doing very well in his teaching as well. You know, he teaches here, so, you know.
Tell me, young people?
He hasn't spoken to you about that? I thought that would be important.
It is important. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing well with that. And primarily, that's what I hope to allow him to become a better teacher, since I'm not a teacher. So there's a difference right there. So, you know, and I think he's enjoying it. He sees what it's like now, because when you're in front of a class, and getting the attention of the class and having something to say with your feet as well, does make it a, how can you say, it's more of a challenge.
Yeah.
So he's got both ends working, you know, and I'm happy with him.
What do you think is the most basic thing that you can pass on to Rocky?
The joyfulness in being a dancer.
And you've gotten a lifetime of joy out of it, yes?
This is what I'm living, you know, I'm bit of years old right now, and that's a long time to be enjoying something that is physical.
Right.
Tapping is physical, you know. Keeping that going and thinking of things to do and trying to be correct or improving, as we say, it's okay.
Wait, just a minute. I was just wondering.
Do you know, like this is, I'd say it this way. This is a multi-studio.
So we're going to hear some sounds,
three,
yes.
Four things going. I think that may be the Irish step dancers. Is that Irish step dancers?
No, or is Kathy's that... finishing her class.
Oh, I see. That's Kathy.
Pilates.
Okay.
It is, yeah.
Well, we were talking a minute ago about the difference between getting up in front of a huge audience and, you know, it's one thing to dance on your own, or but then to perform in front of a huge audience.
That's the word right there. To perform. Dancing is one thing, studio is one thing, mirrors another, but an audience is another part. Then you're getting into the business part of it. You have to have something to say to be in front of an audience. You know that. You're going to be knowing it more than ever.
I thought I'd
put that. This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to make gestures as well as speak.
And your eyes,
of
right?
Of course, you have to. Although you don't see anyone, take it from one who knows. I mean, when you're in front of an audience, you see nothing. Your light's coming, but they're there. See, I know you're there. I can hear you breathing. All kind of things like that to relax yourself. So. He's coming along in that, you know. Mm-hmm. That was the business that I was in for over 50 years. So I played saloons and cabarets and places where they say, bring on the girls, while you were dancing.
That's pleasant.
Well, you have to have something to reply with a smile. You don't want to lose the audience.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, here they come now. With high heels on. So you have to be adaptable.
Right.
So that doesn't come easy. And I would hope not, because it took me a long time to learn that. So I'm just trying to pass some of that on to him.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a joyful young man, and I think he's worth every minute of it.
Great.
We're having a good time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would it be all right to just... ignore me and let me get
ignore
some sense. No,
never.
No, I don't mean that.
How dare you?
I mean, just to
have
get...
you came this far to be ignored?
No.
You maybe do a little time step. Yeah. Thank you.
just gonna have to walk around, huh?
Yes.
And we're gonna add to it every now and then. That's good, that's why I wanted to see it.
Yes, that's right.
Not bad. Anything else you'd like to show the young lady while you have her attention? Oh, you have to think about it, huh?
It's like a conversation,
sometimes,
isn't it?
Well, that's what we try to have. I just try to have enough things in his library other than what he's teaching. And it's still all exercise. This is not a routine. This is not this is something we're setting in 1, 2, 3, 4. Just to know that you, when you call on it, it's there. So that's what his part is. He has to practice it and get comfortable with it and know it's there. That's all I ask of him.
Is it like a vocabulary then?
Well, it gets to be a vocabulary. First of all, it's ah-ah-goo-goo-ga-ga. Vocabulary comes later, when you know what a slap is, when you know what a riff is. What is that?
Brush, shuffle, slap.
Say it so we know.
Brush, slap, riff.
Oh, and what is it on the other foot?
Brush, shuffle, slap, riff.
Mm-hmm.
Brush, shuffle,
that again. I like that better. Then that's pronunciation comes into a play. And enunciation. So it's still a learning process. But that's the part I want him to enjoy. So he enjoys telling you and whomever he's teaching, that's what I want, that's what I expect. That's what I want, that's what I expect. That's what I want to hear. Clearly. So you have to work on that. That's not just there. So that's what makes tap, that makes tap special. Then when the music comes on, then you say, oh, okay, one, two, ready, go. And all of the things come together, hopefully. So we're in the midst of just getting comfortable, and he's having more and more to say. And I like where he's heading.
Good, that's excellent. So when we were talking a moment ago about you working with the blues musicians,
mm-hmm.
What would there have been historically any dance that would have gone with that Piedmont blues or not?
I think they would have to show him something or show me something, because the blues are what you make them. The blues are the blues. You got the down-home blues, you got the gut bucket blues, you got the this blues, you got the way back blues. I mean, there are many facets to the blues. So adaptability is going to have to come in. This is where he's going to have to adapt and find something to do bluesy.
What's the difference between tapping without any extra music and tap dancing to music? Are those two different, very different things?
Time. One, you make your own time. The other way, you're with time that's being provided for you. So that's why you see people making sure whoever's with them is with them. That's what's so important. Hey, okay, Ellis, let's go. And you can take up a whole 15 minutes getting everybody ready.
Yeah.
So, but it's so important to get them with you. Say, okay, da 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 da, whatever they play. Da 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 da. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah.
That's great.
No, it'll be spontaneous. It'll be good. It should be good, yeah.
But I want him to be comfortable with what he does.
Right.
So when whoever's there, he won't feel...
No. Right.
Resort to trickery.
Awesome.
So that's one of the, but that's why we wanted to know he was playing.
Oh,
well,
sure.
So
I should have brought...
You know which way to kind of head.
I could have brought you an album. I have a LP of theirs.
That would be nice for him to have, just to hear.
We could do that.
So his ears get attuned to what's going.
Yes.
They're not going to be playing for him all the way.
No, 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 he'd
I'm
be just
saying,
on his own.
That's the... Mm-hmm. No, he's there with him, I guess, because they're his company, but
right.
Some part.
Some part.
Which
he'll,
is like near the end of it, after he does his little time
that's
steps.
Right.
And,
right.
A couple other things he got in mind, we won't divulge yet.
Okay.
And surprise is great. Because that's a surprise then what he's going to have to do with them.
That's right.
But at the, I think that's, where is that going to come in?
Which part of it?
The music part. Where is that coming
part?
In?
Oh, that should be coming in around the end.
I think there'll be, I mean, there are three different kinds of music.
Mm-hmm.
First one's Irish. Then these Piedmont blues, and they'll do their thing on their own for maybe 20 minutes,
okay.
And then
oh, okay.
They'll come on.
Oh, all right.
And do some on its own and some with them. And then at the very end, we're going to take turns between the Irish step dancing,
mm-hmm.
The claw
game,
and the tap.
A little jam.
Trading off.
Learn the word, a little jam.
Jam, a little jam.
A little, well, that's a jam session.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, that's what it is. I'm not making that so
no,
I'm
I know.
Just trying.
I know.
And now we're going to jam,
right.
Mix it, you know, jam means mix it all up,
yeah.
So
And they'll be able to see how they're similar and how they're different.
That's right, and the way it differs. Yeah. That's good.
What about, you know what ham bone is? Is that any relation to?
Well, it's all part, that's body dancing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All that's up in time, but you know, we. Easier.
So, it is, well, how does that relate to in the next room, the Irish step dancing? How does this, what you do?
Well, Irish step dancing is done primarily to music. No hand. Whoa, that's what they did with the hand by this.
Right.
But that's the form. But we're. Because we need balance. Well, think about it. If I go over here, I can't go over here. It's very hard to do without your hands. Very hard to do a ballet turn without your hands or your. So we just, well, it's all body. It's body language. That's body language. This is body language. Nothing moves but just the feet, you know, and like that. Tap is everything. Ballet, all turns, swings, you know, slaps. So.
Interesting. And then the.
It's not easy.
No, the southern clogging, also quite rigid up here, right?
Oh, yeah. But they're trying to get the sounds.
Right.
Well, we get sounds too. Tapping, but we get them and move them and manipulate and try to keep in time. Time, so important. That's why when he does something with music, they gotta kind of know a little groove going.
Yeah. Well, they'll keep time. They'll keep good time.
You might even do the shim sham with them.
Yes.
A little something, get them. That's where you can do all that. The other part, you just set it up and do something.
Been before.
By yourself, you move that part from there
and
to the shim. Don't weird jams on everybody. You know what I mean? Get the people.
I'm here. I was just hearing noises.
I heard a little noise.
Just to keep you up.
What's that? Is that a
grand voice?
A slide.
Am I still in? I'm still in focus.
Okay, now talk about your.
She said. hold on 1 minute.
So does the slide have to do with what you were just doing? Your name or not?
Sometimes. Because sliding is slipping. Right? Now, do you slip before you slide, or do you slide and slip?
You slip before you slide.
Thank you. That's where slides were born. Somebody slipped and it.
That's good. Okay, so it's a way of saving yourself.
Sometimes. It's been known to.
It's good.
Well, that's why I've always been able to laugh at myself.
Yeah.
And not be completely serious about myself. Only serious about my efforts. But I can laugh at myself because I've slipped and fallen and all those things. That's what makes you a dancer. I don't know any dancer that hasn't fallen. Ask any.
I will. I know
yeah.
Some.
Have you ever fallen? They say, oh, God. You mean doing a performance? They'll come up with that. Doing performance, doing rehearsal, of course you fall. Because that's where you learn how to fall and get up. It happens to everyone. At some point.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not a dancer. Take it from a dancer.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And you started young, yeah?
You could say that, too. Yeah, I was before my teens, you know. I said, maybe. Early.
When did you know you wanted to dance?
I still am trying to figure that out. But I was, you know, into music before. I was playing the violin early.
That's where I began. Yeah. What kind of music on the violin?
Classical.
Classical.
Yeah, I was really learning violin. It's good for me because I learned time, I learned meter, I learned what notes were and eighth notes and quarter notes, and you apply all that to dance. You have to know music, I believe, to become a good dancer, because that's what you're interpreting. Be it jazz, be it classical, be whatever it is. If you don't know music, you
you know music? Are you learning?
A little bit. I am learning now much more about music than I have ever known. Ever. Yes.
Different types of music. Since I'm jazz oriented, he's what he is. Hip-hop.
And now I moved up.
He has to know about Duke Ellington. You have to know about Stan Kenton. You got to know about a lot of people. It doesn't mean you have to do all of it, but you have to know it exists, just like the blues.
Yes.
Because now you're going to have to adjust to the blues.
That's right.
So wonderful. That's worth everything. To learn how to adapt. That's why you be sure of what you can do and apply that.
And isn't it at the root of a lot of music anyway?
Of course. Yeah. It's music. Blues music, they got bars. Of course, it's sometimes it's 12 bars. That ain't ordinary. We're used to 8 bars, you know, and like that, but that's okay.
That's true.
I know it is.
Would that mess you up?
Only if you don't know how to count.
No, I haven't thought about that. You're right.
The blues, yeah, that's why you're going to have movement and something like that and then some step. Because there's an extra 4 here and there. It's the world. I'm just telling you, you will come to find out that there's a little truth in what I'm saying.
And I remember you said something to me a couple months ago about everything having roots. There was nothing new.
I didn't invent it.
Yeah.
The people I learned from didn't invent it. And that's what they let me know.
Yeah.
Hey, here's something you can do. If you do it good or you do it well, it'll help you get there. And that's how I wanted to know. Learn all you can, you know. Appreciate all dances. That's what I've learned.
Who are some of your mentors or people you looked up to when you were his age?
Bill Robinson was the first one that comes to mind because he was the world's greatest tap dancer. That's first. Then you go people that I met along the way. I met John Bubbles, Buckin' Bubbles.
Peg Leg Bates.
Very great man.
One-legged dancer.
That's why they call him Pegley.
Mm-hmm.
Outstanding.
The Nicholas brothers.
Were they from? Where were they from?
They were from the movies. That's a great history. Just like
Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, the Condos brothers.
Yeah.
That's why I'm telling, mention many people, because it might be somebody that you've heard of. You haven't heard of everybody. You could have. Names.
Well, we have ladies, of course.
Didn't we just lose someone? Somebody just died, a woman. It's in the paper as a tap dancer.
Oh, Elma Lewis.
No, there was another woman.
That was a great loss. Elma was one of my most favorite people in the world. She was always doing something for the youth. All our programming was youth-oriented. She wanted nothing but the best in the community. She was a community, a Roxbury lady, wonderful lady. They should name a whole institution after her. No, I admired her that much. She was great. Great ballet teacher and classic, you know, just put it that way. But other types of dancing were always kind of around.
Oh, well, for the ladies, you know, we have Eleanor Powell. And she was known as the best in her era, her time. And there was Ginger Rogers.
Ooh.
Ginger.
Who did she dance with?
And she was Fred Astaire's partner in his movies, in his motion pictures. And Dr. Jenny Lagon, which was the first black woman to be in motion pictures and also danced alongside Bilbo Jangles Robinson. And then there was Ann Miller. And Diane, Lady Di Walker.
Oh, sure.
Which is now from Boston, Mass, you know.
Yeah.
And then there's jazz in the vaudeville time. Chuck Green, you know, the godfather of tap. Oh, I'm sorry. Chuck Green, the godfather of tap. Lon Chaney, the king of pal and rolls.
What was that?
Pal and rolls.
Okay. So you know your history. You gotta know who came before.
Yes. I'm trying. Getting there. Getting to know a little bit.
Is that enough?
Walls. Without any interruption.
That's great. Is it analogous to talking with your feet?
Excuse me? You can repeat that, please?
Well, I'm saying.
Yes, is it enough?
Is it like talking with your feet when you're putting together?
Yes, it's like a language. Actually, it is a language. I wouldn't say like.
And you have to have something to say.
Oh, yes, at all times.
Okay.
Try to say something. I'm hoping. He says, say something quiet as kept. Improvography.
You got a good chance to.
Who was
wonderful.
Really? Who was dancing?
There was Savion, of course, and Andrew Niemer, mm-hmm. Marshall Davis Jr., Cartier Williams, also known as Lil Coop. Lil Coop. And then there was Alexandra Brady. Oh. I didn't see, there was Maya. What's Maya? I'm trying to think of her last name. Maya.
That's not
her
last name either.
Heidi.
Hannah. Michelle. Ali. Wonderful dancers. Four young ladies that dance on the skull. It was great. It was wonderful dancing. Yeah. Had a lot of young people in the audience. A lot of young people dancing in schools and stuff.
Yeah.
He was just, he rapped and he hip hop and he sang. Very, very nice to see for them. Being out. That's what I wanted to see, everybody's presentation. Each person, collectively and individually. Mm-hmm. So important.
I would imagine it might be good to see yourself on film. To see how you're presenting.
Oh, yes.
Have you ever done that?
No, I'm going to be getting to that this week. That's this week. That's this upcoming week.
When we have something to look
at. To look at, yeah.
Don't want to get too confused with what you look like until you have something.
Something that.
Say. Mm-hmm. I mean, that doesn't mean I keep it from the mirror, but when we practice, I show you our little
okay.
No mirror.
Ah.
Yeah.
Just listen. Yeah, your ears. It's great.
So we're going about it, it's another kind of way. Like I say, I'm not a teacher. So I have to use or implement what we think is best.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's get results. And so far I'm very happy with what I see and what I hear.
Okay.
Looking forward to more things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Right now in the interim, things are going on.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful to get to see you together and hear a little.
Nice of you to come by. And just for that. We're going to say, hey, okay, I'd like to see you sit down. Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much.
Hope we weren't too boring.
Nope. God, no.
Thank you.
We just having a little fun with it.